From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders regarding the undocumented immigrants who came to the country as children, and that any agreement must include massive border security. Trump tweeted that he did not make a deal with the House and Senate Democratic leaders on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that the administration had canceled last week.
So we're working on a plan. We'll see how it works out. But we're going to get massive border security as part of that. And I think something can happen. We'll see what happens. But something will happen.
Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said they had met Trump Wednesday evening and that they agreed to quickly put in place protections for the 800,000 people who registered under the Obama-era program that protected them from deportation. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for gun and car bomb attacks in southern Iraq, Andrew Palcheski reports.
The twin attacks killed at least 50 people, and more than 80 people were wounded. Officials said that the attacks took place near Nasiriyah, the capital of Dikar province. Militants opened fire at a restaurant, and shortly afterwards, a suicide attack was carried out by a driver when an explosive-laden vehicle struck a nearby security checkpoint. The Shiite-dominated Dikar province is 320 kilometers southeast of Baghdad. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
And Islamic State terrorists have beheaded two civilian hostages in Afghanistan's volatile eastern province of Kunar. The provincial governor said the incident took place 2 days ago in the Monogi district and the victims had no affiliations with the government. Afghanistan's branch of the IS Khorasan province has taken credit for the slaying of men accusing them to be American spies. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged China to use its leverage as North Korea's principal supplier of oil to press the isolated nation into reconsidering its development of nuclear weapons.
I am hopeful that China, as a great country, a world power, will decide on their own and will take it upon themselves to use that very powerful tool of oil supply to persuade North Korea.
The Trump administration sought an embargo on oil imports to North Korea at the UN Security Council this week in response to North Korea's most powerful nuclear test to date. Opposition from China and Russia forced the UN to approve weaker measures. China opposes Pyongyang's nuclear weapons development, but worries that greater economic pressure on North Korea could trigger a collapse. Somalia has opened its first forensic laboratory to process rape kits. Neha Whitaker has the story.
Local officials cut the ribbon this month on Somalia's first forensic laboratory dedicated to testing DNA from sexual assault cases. The lab, located in the town of Garoway, opens less than a year after the Puntland region enacted its first law criminalizing sexual offenses. Puntland's Minister of Justice and Religious Affairs, Salah Habib Haji Hamma, says the lab will aid enforcement.
We used to send DNA from here to Nairobi or from here to South Africa. So those restraints now are easy. We can manage this and answer, get answers within timely period, within hours, within minutes.
Many women do not report rape in Somalia, and the cases that are reported often wind up being settled by community elders. The hope is that with the new law, the new lab, and community outreach, more women in Puntland will see justice. Neha Whitaker for VOA News, Garoway, Somalia.
Trucks carrying emergency supplies to children affected by the Rohingya refugee crisis are making their way to Bangladesh. Up to 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar for Bangladesh since August 25th, and according to UNICEF, about 60% of them are children. The aid sent by UNICEF includes water, sanitation supplies, clothing, and other essentials, the aid agency said, and more supplies are scheduled to arrive throughout the coming weeks. Russia and Belarus began military exercises Thursday that have drawn concern from NATO members worried about the size and nature of the drills. The ministry's statement said the drills are of a strictly defensive nature and are not directed against any state or group of countries. The exercises are set to last until September 20th. For additional and in-depth coverage to these stories and more, visit voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.